This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Congratulations out there. Those of you who are Boston fans, Red Sox, congratulations on their World Series win. I mean, I'm a Dodger fan because I was from L.A., but I understood that they, you know, didn't have a chance this year. It's okay. It's okay. Boston always dominates when it comes to sports. You got the Patriots. You got the Red Sox. I forget who their hockey team is. Maybe they're not dominating there. You know, I come from Golden Knights territory, so, you know, watch yourself, Boston. But Boston, they just have a blessed life. You know, they just do. Bostonians, got a great city, one of the best cities in the country, got a lot of history. They got rid of all their tea. I wish I could dump a whole bunch of tea, you know, into the toilet. I just can't stand the taste of tea. Bostonians are like, they're smart. They're like, screw this, I don't like the tea. They even had a tea party. Like, oh, yeah, we will celebrate the tea. Then they dump the tea into the harbor. The harbor. Harbor. They don't say their R's. That's another thing, too. Bostonians, they don't give a crap. They'll drop their R's, get into the car. I love the way Bostonians talk. They got some attitude. They got great park. It's nice. Nice. Anyway. Very, 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 very good day in sports for them, although Patriots played the Bills. I don't know how that's going to work out because they lost to the Bills a couple years ago. I think the Patriots are afraid of the Bills. They're like the only team that is. And by the way, the spread is 14 points, really? 14. Nobody's going to bet on that. 14, please. Patriots haven't led by 14 in a while. But I took a break from sports yesterday to, you know, teach my kid how to drive. Now, the first kid, he's been driving. He's been driving pretty good. You know, starting to get a little cocky, you know, starting to tell me how to drive. He thinks he's going to, you know what, I'm going to let that slide a little bit because I need him to boost his confidence. But I tell you, man, I would love to give that boy a butt whooping if he tries to act like he could drive better than mama. But we'll let that slide. The problem is with the younger boy, I'm not letting it slide. So the younger boy is, you know, doing some driving, pulling out of a parking lot, whatever. And I make a comment to him. And when he gets a little nervous or stressed, he could be a real jerk. Okay? So he snaps at me, saying, don't micromanage. I go, well, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, you need to cut the wheel right versus cut the wheel left. You're micromanaging. Okay? Meanwhile, we're starting to drive. Like, I don't want to argue. Yeah, you're micromanaging. I go, no, I'm teaching you. I'm teaching. I'm allowed to teach you. Plus, I'm allowed to avoid another car. So if I want to tell you to do something, to you avoid another car, that's micromanaging. You're not teaching. I mean, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. Fine, you're on your own. Well, that's a poor leader. And he's arguing with me. Just arguing with me. Then he's at a stoplight, and it's a red, but he's in a right lane, and he gets honked at. I go, you need to turn right. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Was I micromanaging? No, you weren't micromanaging there. And I decided, I'm like, maybe I need to look this up. Because I know how to teach. And, you know, I told him, I go, look, you know, I don't know if you want to be a doctor later, a surgeon, but, because he's thinking about it. But I'm like, if you're in the OR, and a surgeon tells you to not cut the red wire, right? Okay, the red artery. And to maybe go for the blue. Are you going to accuse him of micromanaging? Because if you do, he is going to kick your butt out of the OR. No, no, well, that's okay because it's life or death. I go, you're in a car. That's life or death, too. I don't get it. You know, these kids are smart kids. But then they think they can out-argue mama. Now, I didn't even get all legal on his butt. Because, you know, I could win any argument. I mean, if you robbed a bank, I can make it look like it's the bank's fault. I just really have that knack. I'm really, really good at that. But with this kid, he's driving, and I didn't want to reduce him to tears with my, you know, cross-examination. I am, like, so, so good at my arguments. I was like, you know what? I got to let him win one because he's driving. He's got my life in his hands. But is there a difference between micromanaging and teaching? Now, I'm in medicine, and I have medical students. And sometimes it has to be your way or the highway. If you're delivering a baby, and you're trying to show the medical student how to do it, how it's done, you're going to take the wheel. I mean, you're going to take the, you know. I know, me and my analogies, I apologize. What's it called? What are those horse things? Those things on a horse, you take the reins, thank you. Yeah. So, in leadership, some of the best leaders may have to micromanage. Micromanage, coaching, teaching are confused. Are confusing. So a micromanagement has gotten a bad rap because people say you're trying to nitpick every little detail, and it is bad. I've seen micromanagers. I've seen people mess up complete projects by micromanaging. And sometimes you need to just allow somebody else to take the reins. However, if you really think you're the best person for the job, that's a problem. But to be a good leader, you need to allow people to sometimes make their mistakes. And you have to have a safety net. Now, that's hard to do in surgery. That's hard to do with delivering a baby. But the funny thing is I wouldn't have learned how to deliver a baby or to do surgery or to diagnose somebody if I wasn't allowed to jump in and just do. So, micromanage. Some of you guys are management out there. Some of you guys are teachers. Some of you guys are parents. Your job is to make sure that nobody dies, right? And you have to do that one way or another. And if somebody accuses you of micromanaging or accuses you of overcoaching or accuses you of not, you know, doing something enough, you're going to always be accused of something if something goes wrong. So your end game should be, I'm not going to let anything go wrong. And the funny thing is most companies, most jobs, most police officers, they don't care as long as nothing bad happens. So make sure you focus on the prize. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. trainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so just a quick update here. We're being told there's now three caravans coming to the United States. It's been a little bit hectic and chaotic, and we're also getting some very strange reports. Last week we were told there were 14,000 people coming to the United States. Now we're being told, no, the numbers aren't that high. We're also being told that there was a kid that got kidnapped. We can't confirm that. But there was, however, a Honduran migrant who was a part of the second caravan headed to the United States that was killed. Said apparently Mexican authorities had to use tear gas in Ciudad Hidalgo on Sunday to ward off the second group. That consists mostly of Honduran migrants near the country's southern border with Guatemala, according to UPI.com. and the man, Henry Diaz Reyes, died from a head wound. They said Mexican authorities said the migrants were throwing Molotov cocktails and used children as human shields. Now, Mexican authorities denied killing the 26-year-old Reyes. So Guatemalan authorities have issued an 8:30 curfew for all businesses, banned the sale of alcohol, gasoline, and other flammable products to the migrants. Residents at Tucumán were urged to stay indoors and avoid interactions with the caravan. So we're being told that the first caravan has 4,000 people. Apparently, we had people that sought asylum in Mexico. We had some people that backed out. Some got sick. So now from 14,000 went down to 4,000. Not really sure. My guess is the numbers that we're getting are not really that accurate. Then they've been traveling by foot towards the U.S. They were about 1,000 miles from the nearest border town in McAllen, Texas. We have a second group coming from Honduras, a second caravan. And we're also being told now that there's a third. Now, Donald Trump has suggested that, and has actually, the Pentagon, have deployed 5,000 active duty troops to the southern border. Not sure if it'll be enough. They already have 2,100 National Guard troops already fanned out across the border. The president has been warning repeatedly about the dangers posed by a caravan. And they say it's swelled, according to USA Today, to 7,000 people. So you see, we're getting... Yeah. Either way, it's thousands of people, but we're just not getting an accurate number. Administration officials said last week that they were considering a plan to send up to 1,000 active-duty troops to the border, but that deployment has now increased to 5,000, according to the Department of Homeland Security. You know, what are we really looking at here? Now, the troops are not expected to conduct law enforcement activities. They're supposed to provide backup support to Border Patrol agents. You know, if you guys are looking for a job, my guess is Border Patrol is hiring. I bet there's some applications. You could go to Craigslist, but I'm sure there are some job opportunities because we are going to need more Border Patrol. They say typically migrant caravans travel in numbers to seek safety and to avoid risks of kidnap, rape, extortion. Now, Homeland Security said the president is expected to deliver a speech tomorrow. It's going to discuss the limiting, the halting, or the ability of migrants to request asylum. And, you know, America's in a big predicament here. It's tough. Because there's a lot of support for people fleeing, especially since my family had to flee. There's a lot of support for people fleeing and wanting to come to a country where they could be safe. On the other end, we're not stupid. We know that there's wolves in sheep clothing sneaking into that. We know we're not stupid. Also, somebody's got to have the upper hand in this. If America looks like the cave, and they say, all right, everybody just come in and flood in, well, now other countries know exactly how to do it. All right, guys, we group together. We get a whole bunch of us. We try to get public support, and we storm the wall. Can't do that. We need to go back to the way we used to do things decades ago where, well, you really don't mess with America. It's our way or the highway. If you want to come to us, if you are fleeing, then you need to do it our way. We have a process. Now, Trump, with the way he is and the way he likes to, the way his... He likes to be stereotyped and known for in this presidency is he's tough. He's got some huevos. He's tough. And so he is telling people don't come, which means he's going to have to double down when they get here. And I know what's going to happen. But we're going to have people trying to put their, hand their children to Border Patrol agents. There's going to be crying babies. There's going to be kids being held up, asked to be taken. And again, we can't look at what happened with that whole fiasco of kids being separated by their families. We can't just take a kid. We got to take the mom. We got to take the dad. We got to take the, and then if we take them, this could be a real mess. And so, you know, people say, well, you know what, it's not wartime. Well, again, in Central America, I mean, because of the way media is and because of the way certain fights are happening, it's not, you know, you don't have to have World War II to have, you know, floods of refugees want to leave. There's bad conditions, they're scared, there's killings, people want to go. Now, you have many that are traveling through Mexico. Mexico has offered to keep them. Mexico has said you could stay. And they're like, no, it's America or bust. So what we do is being watched globally, and how we handle it, are we strong? Are our borders strong? And it makes you wonder, what would have happened if Hillary was president? When she had said, oh, yeah, open the door, it's fine, let them all come in. Now, I was wrong. I thought they would be landing on our doorstep, coming to the border during election week. We think now they're averaging anywhere from 25 to 40 miles a day. And again, it's sad. You got people there that really want to flee. And so they're not joining this caravan because they want to be bad. They're like, you know what? If I'm going to make it to America, this is probably my only opportunity. So I get that. You know, having been a product of immigrants, I get that. But we have to still act like a country. We still have to have secure borders. We still have to show that there's a process for refugees. Everybody and their mother can't just say, well, I want to come to America. We don't have a system that affords us to bleed financially. We have Americans to take care of. We have American homeless populations. We have people who are disabled. We have veterans that aren't being taken care of. And so we can't sit and promise that we'll help everybody else. We want to, because the cameras are on us. So, you know, he does have to take a stand. And, you know, 5,000 troops is nice. It may not be enough. It could get really ugly. And America has to, because again, the cameras are on us. America has to look like nobody gets hurt in the clashes. So whatever wall we don't have, we need to make an invisible wall such that nobody has to clash with a Border Patrol agent or with one of our troops. Now, we heard that the last migrant caravan that reached the U.S. border in April, 122 were caught trying to enter the county illegally, but 401 presented themselves at ports of entry to request asylum. And from what we understand, we absorbed them. And again, you know, we could probably handle 400. We can't handle 7 or 10,000. There's a lot of people in Mexico going, you wonder what? This may be our chance. So what do we do? So I think we have to take a stand. I think we do have to offer. We do have to have means, very, very well, meticulous, thought out procedures and processes that can separate the people that want to come in as refugees and go through that process. I don't know where we're going to house thousands. We may have to tell them to come back another day. I don't know how that works. But if we don't have enough, you know, shelters, if we don't have enough food, if we don't have enough, you know, support, we will have to turn people away. That's just, it's just a reality. We're trying to be politically correct. We're trying to, you know, have the best PR. We're trying to show that we are a benevolent country. But we're no good to anybody else if we start to fail. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
David Hall. founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayak, the man suspected of sending 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, is set to appear in federal court in South Florida at 2 o'clock Eastern Time today. He will be formally charged with 5 federal crimes and face up to 48 years in prison. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen joined Fox News and was asked if Sayak had any help.
Investigation is still underway. What I can assure you is if there are additional perpetrators, they will also be brought to justice. The president has directed all federal resources to be on top of this.
Police today in Atlanta also responded to a suspicious package that was intercepted at an Atlanta mail facility that was addressed to CNN. Robert Bowers, the suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, is expected to appear before a federal court today. He remains in FBI custody, and prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The 1-877-DOCDALI. So, remember, I don't know if it was a year or two ago, and this also happened a few years ago, where people were suggesting that you need young blood. And if you got young blood, you could maybe, I guess, utilize its fountain of youth properties and stave off dementia and other old person's problems. Now, there's a Stanford study saying, well, there may be some truth to that. They looked at 18 people with mild to moderate Alzheimer's. And half received infusions of fresh frozen plasma from young male donors, 18 to 25. And they found that their mood, I'm sorry, not their mood, but they found that they were able to perform daily tasks better. They were able to cope better with their daily lives. They didn't have better moods. Usually, though, I mean, I'm grumpier. The older I get, I just get grumpy. And I don't care. I'm not going to smile all the time. You make me mad, I'm going to say something. I don't care. You really lose your filter the older you get. But Stanford University said the treatment was actually safe, well-tolerated, and feasible. So making tasks easier for people with dementia, the new blood might have helped. Now, I'm wondering if it's more of an oxygenation issue, where the younger blood from an 18 to 25-year-old has more oxygen-carrying properties, which is why I keep saying give people with dementia or Alzheimer's oxygen. I don't understand why people aren't doing that. Or put them on a sleep apnea machine, CPAP. Give them some continuous positive airway pressure to push some extra air into the brain. But apparently, this was a study where it got its roots by the startup company Ambrosia, which was injecting older adults with young blood. And it was like, I guess, an $8,000, package purchase. And that makes us really nervous because we don't want people getting other people's blood. But human trials are backed by Peter Thiel at a San Francisco startup, and they are looking to see medically if this is something that could work. The study was published in the journal JAMA Neurology. 18 people with mild or moderate Alzheimer's disease were given either 4 infusions of fresh frozen plasma or placebo. The patients were anywhere from 50 to 90, and the trial ran from September 2014 to December 2016. Now, it was such a small sample size, so we really don't know how efficacious this is, but they were able to see some improvements. So, I think it'll be a little easier and a lot quicker to just give air, give some oxygen. Not just air, but oxygen. Now, yes, if somebody has breathing issues or a breathing disorder or COPD, sometimes you could mess with their respiratory drive over giving them oxygen. But if they're healthy people, why not increase the oxygenation and see what happens to their dementia? I'm not that smart, people. So when I come up with stuff like that, I get scared. Going, there's got to be a reason. And then when I don't see a reason, I really get scared. Because I'm like, I can't be the voice of reason here. Now, would you take another person's blood? There's a lot of people out there that get the heebie-jeebies. I'm like, why? Come on, it's okay. There are people that are like, Personally, I think I'm a big fan of blood donation. I'm a big fan of blood transfusions. If you need it, you need it. There's a lot of people that will say, well, if I don't need it, do I really want to take that risk? What if there's an infectious disease in there? Well, like I said, well, then bypass the blood. Let's just do the oxygen. If you're that freaked out about it. Now, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing that freaks me out are these fake eyelashes. I watch women on TV, and I try to see what I should do to better my makeup because I'm not very good at putting on my own makeup. And there's a huge trend where all these women have fake eyelashes or eyelash extensions. Well, a 20-year-old student from London had such a bad reaction to the glue her salon used that she almost lost her sight. She had swollen, tearing eyes. Her eyes are still recovering. And she had a big, nasty infection. So she had tweeted, girls, be very, very careful when you get your eyelashes done. Got my individuals done today. Some were new. And it turns out they use nail glue on my lashes. Nail glue. I genuinely lost my sight for 2 hours. Thankfully, the swelling has gone down, but they are still very sore. Be careful. She tweeted this on October 29th. So now people are freaked out. Other people wrote that they also had theirs done, and the glue burned the eyes and the side of the skin. I understand looking sexy. I get that. And Lord knows, I could use all the help I could get. And having bigger eyelashes makes your eyes look bigger, and bigger eyes are considered sexy. Okay? My father always said, if you want to get married, don't talk. You look good, but as soon as you open your mouth, nobody likes you. No. You look stupid. Don't talk. And it's because when I was younger, I had big eyes, And so my father could tell that I could probably be cute. And I could probably get, a husband, right? Okay, because he was worried. He didn't want to have to support me. Even though I moved out on my own saying I could support myself, thank you. I did. But eyes were my biggest feature. Well, no, my butt was big. My butt was probably the biggest feature. But, if I could accent the eyes even more with eyelashes, I would do that. But I'm afraid to put anything on my eyes. I mean, I already put enough makeup on my eyes. And so adding lashes just, adds to some more trouble. And I guess what ladies are doing is when you see these big eyelashes, it's not mascara. It's actual lashes glued on. And I look at the way many of these women do their lashes. Some of them look really, really good. Some, they're just, I don't know, they just don't look right to me. And they could last, you could sleep on them technically. They could maybe last a day or two, but it's expensive. Like a $20 a pop job for that. And I mean, for me, I'm on TV a lot. I just don't want to spend that money every time I'm going to go on TV. A lot of times I only get an hour notice. But we do a lot of things to ourselves. It's not very, smart. Well, we're being told that there's a woman who actually went for allergy testing, not for cosmetic reasons. She's an English professor, and she had a rash, and she got this rash, and the antifungal treatment didn't work, and the rash got worse, so she decided to get some allergy testing. When she got some allergy testing, she got a bill. And the bill came to $48,329. $848 for the time she spent with her doctor. The insurer negotiated a rate down to $11,300. She was then forced to pay $3,100 for 20% as her 20% of the negotiated rate. Now, there's an article talking about, who the clinic was and all that. She said, I was very happy I got wonderful care at Stanford, but I was pretty outraged that they would charge that. Medical billing analyst told Kaiser Health News that Stanford's charges for Winston's allergy patch test seemed excessive. And they were surprised that even the insurer paid Stanford more than $11,000 for the treatment. And the list price was $399 per allergen. So when you get a patch test, and you get tested for multiple different allergies, if they're charging $400 a pop, you could very easily be in the thousands. Multiple thousands. So we're going to talk about what we need to do to not get duped by these medical companies or clinics. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're coming up on the midterms, And healthcare has been kind of quiet. Never been really bringing up much with healthcare because the Democrats and the Republicans, I don't really think, know what to say when it comes to trying to drum up votes. Even the Kavanaugh stuff has gotten quiet. There's a lot of things that we can't really come up with sound bites for. The politicians are really, really afraid to say anything now because anything could be construed and twisted. And so many people are wondering, well, what's going to happen with health care? Meanwhile, we hear this case of this lady getting a $46,000 bill for allergy testing. We have still Obamacare, the law of the land, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. Once you make a law, it's almost impossible to repeal it. We have, you know, talk that Republicans could lose a House. They may still hold the Senate, but they could lose a House. And if that's the case, then we're going to be in gridlock. You need the House to approve things. And, of course, you know, whatever Trump says, the Democrats don't want to do anything with, just like with the Obama. You didn't have a lot of the GOP want to pass things that he wanted. Although I don't blame him. There are a lot of things he wanted. I mean, look at the Affordable Care Act. Can you blame them? But everyone's kind of being quiet, and they want to wait till after the election, and then we're going to start hearing a little bit more about what they want to do. My problem is we're really handling our health care stupidly. And the more stupid we be, the more the government is going to be sitting there perched to take over. And you know the next liberal president is going to want to take over health care. Even Hillary. Hillary started with Clinton Care. Obamacare was a child from that. Was progeny from that idea. Even if Hillary became president, she would have taken over healthcare, and she wouldn't have, you know, wanted it to be called Obamacare. She would have wanted it to be called something else. Hillary Care or whatever. Put her stamp, seal of approval on it, and everybody remembers her. I remember one, you know, debate. Obama was like, oh, I don't mind that they called Obamacare. That's fine. Yeah, because now his name gets said, and he has fame. Even if it's notoriety, he has fame with it. And so, as a doctor, as a patient, as a citizen, I see this healthcare problem as kind of being swept under the rug. True, maybe we can't repeal it. Maybe we can't fix it. Maybe it's a mess in the short term. But I think one thing we need to entertain as we move forward is keeping capitalism at its core, but then really keeping capitalism. Meaning, get rid of insurance companies for the most part. And I know that is not, I know insurance companies don't like that. But having people go back to, if I'm going to buy a product or buy a service, I know the price beforehand. How much is this service going to cost? If you're going to take out an appendix, how much is it going to cost? And I'll pay for that. Will that cost include any side effect to a medication? Any secondary infection? Now, that sounds good and dandy, but anybody in the medical field will be like, Dahlia, you know better. That won't work. Well, it could. Now, why wouldn't it work? Well, because let's say somebody goes in for an appendicitis, you know, an appendix removed, and then they end up having a heart attack because their heart is weak. Now you have those extra bills. Let's say somebody needs more pain medication than somebody else. Let's say somebody is at risk for an infection. They haven't been taking care of themselves, and they, you know, end up getting a secondary infection. Is that fair to the hospital to force them to only charge one price? But how do we do it with cars? How do we do it with hair? So if I go to my hairdresser, who's awesome, and I get my hair done, and it looks good, then a week later, I decide to dye my hair for Halloween. And then I can't get the dye out. I go back to him and I pay a new fee. If I take my car into the shop and I get something done and then something else happens to the car, I could argue and claim it was them. But if it's really a separate, you know, problem, I have to go in and pay for that. We could technically do the same thing with medicine. And if the average person does not want to spend $14,000, then they may have to start lowering their price. They may have to start being competitive. But instead, how it works is you charge something. The patient goes, well, I can't pay that. The insurance company will, because the insurance company has money. So the hospital goes, okay, well then we'll make sure we charge enough. So if the hospital does pay a certain amount, the insurer does pay a certain amount, we'll at least get that. If the patient has to pay 20%, hopefully that 20% is good enough to make it worth it. Now, doctors are expensive. Anesthesiologists are expensive. Nurses are expensive. Ancillary staff is expensive. Disinfecting is expensive. Air conditioning. Ventilation is expensive. Cleaning, custodial, biohazard, supplies, those are expensive. So if you want a service done, it may cost you. But if we could get it to cost less than what you're paying insurance, see, that's the kicker here. A lot of us for decades got away with getting very expensive surgeries done because our employer paid for our health insurance, and the health insurance company could make it work because as long as they were getting tons of money that they didn't have to pay out, then they could pay for your surgery. That system was never destined to succeed. Because now you have a lot of people going, well, then I might as well get my money's worth, or I have medical problems too. See, in the olden days, people would die many times before they ever needed their insurance. My father was healthy until the day he died. Because he never wanted to go to the doctor. Whatever he would have paid, although he didn't at the tail end, but whatever he would have paid, he never got back because he never used his medical services. So if an insurance company did make money on him years ago, they then, could hopefully use that for somebody else who was sick. It's worked for the most part, but no. It's not working now. And hospitals are not getting paid by people. People aren't paying their 20%. Many people aren't paying their deductible. Or they aren't paying what's due. So they have to live on whatever an insurance company pays. Sometimes what an insurance company pays isn't enough. So some people could say, well, let's lower the cost of supplies. Let's lower the wages of nurses. Let's lower the hourly salaries of doctors. You could try that. I mean, do you think your hospital is going to be open tomorrow? So if you want an insurance company or the government to pay for your health care, then they're going to call the shots. If you want to call the shots, then you're going to have to pay yourself. And in order to drive the cost down, we're going to have insurance companies out of the equation and say, look, if you want our community to pay for your hospital, then you better come up with a price point that's doable for us. That's the only way to solve this. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.